trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Megan's Best Friend by Michelle Wasden. Sabrina is a wonderful friend and big sister to Megan. They met one of Sabrina's preschool friends at a park. Megan followed them closely while they explored the playground. Sabrina's friend said, "Hurry and climb fast after me so the baby can't follow us." Very cheerfully, Sabrina told her friend, "Megan is 2 years old. She is a toddler, not a baby, and I want her to play with us." After that, Sabrina's friend was nicer to Megan, and the three of them played until it was time to go home. No wonder Sabrina is Megan's best friend. Sabrina Wasden, age 4, is a member of the Coyote Hills Ward, Hayward, California State. Learning to Forgive by Jennifer Thomas. One day at recess, my best friend Julie told me that she no longer wanted to be my friend. I was very sad and asked her why. She said that she didn't know why, just that she no longer wanted to be my friend. I felt very bad and walked away crying. When I got home from school, I told my mom what had happened. She listened to me and hugged me. She reminded me that I had other friends to play with. When my dad came home, I asked him what to do. He told me that when I see her, to just think about what Jesus would do. The next day at school, we ignored each other at first. Later at recess, she apologized and asked to be my friend again. I remembered how bad I'd felt and didn't want her to hurt my feelings again, so I told her that I would think about it. The rest of recess, I thought about what my parents had told me. I decided that Jesus would give her a second chance, and so should I. I forgave her and told her that I still wanted to be her friend. I learned that even though it is hard to forgive people sometimes, if you forgive, you are happier and feel closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Jennifer Thomas, age 10, is a member of the Belmont Ward, Richmond, Virginia, Chesterfield State. Note, the name of Julie has been changed. End of note. Comforting Grandma by Susan F. Blood. Soon after Will's 4th birthday, his Grandpa Swanner died. Grandma Swanner was old and in very bad health, both mentally and physically. Grandpa had been caring for Grandma, so when he died, she needed someone not only to comfort her, but to care for her. She needed help getting in and out of bed, chairs, or wherever she wanted to be. Several family members took turns spending the night with her. Two nights after Grandpa's death, it was my turn to spend the night. Will and his daddy and I were with her that afternoon and evening, and Daddy was going to take him home while I stayed the night with her. But when Will was told to clean up his toys so that he and Daddy could go home, he said, "No, I'm going to sleep with Grandma." No matter how much we tried to persuade him to go home, he insisted on staying. Finally, we let him put his pajamas on and get in Grandma's bed. We thought that he would go to sleep right away, and Daddy could take him home. An hour later, I went to see him. He was still awake. He said, "I'm not asleep because I'm waiting for Grandma to come to bed. She needs me because Grandpa isn't here." He was still awake when Daddy and I helped Grandma into her bed. Will snuggled up to her. During the night when I checked on them, I often found Grandma covering his shoulders with the blankets or rubbing his back while he slept. Will knew best. Grandma was sad and needed comforting and someone to care for, and he wasn't going to leave her alone that night. He was truly trying to be like Jesus Christ. William Blood, age 5, is a member of the Val Verde 3rd Ward, Bountiful, Utah, Val Verde Stake. School Race by Walteri Lanincare. Our school had a race. I was a fast runner, and I expected to beat my competitors. As I was running, I saw one of the runners sitting on the ground. I stopped and asked what was wrong. He was having an asthma attack and couldn't run. I waited with him until a teacher arrived. Then I finished the race. I did not win, but I felt good because I had stayed with him. Walteri Lanenker, age 10, is a member of the Turku First Ward, Tampere, Finland, stake. End of section, Trying to Be Like Jesus. David's Lesson.